Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and let's maybe even say good evening to you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one. Get at us in a couple of different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the social media stuff. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of The Real, we've got real UFC fighting going on. We've got Major League Baseball about to start, but a little bit of trouble there because the Blue Jays are not allowed. They're denied play in Canada, so interesting. We'll see if somebody picks them up. Basketball, the bubble about to begin as well. People are already there, so a lot to talk about, a lot to look forward to. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. I almost mistaked this phone number for the snitch line down at the NBA bubble down there. But no, I'm doing good. Looking forward to Major League Baseball getting going and the NBA. So, you know, let's get rolling.
Absolutely, man. So much to be excited about in the sense of sports are coming back. We've got to be prepared for whatever happens and how it happens. But excitement is how I would put it at this moment in time. And keep it close, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who does come to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So interested to hear what he has to say about the Blue Jays not being allowed to play there. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code radio and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. Check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks of camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Welcome back in, everybody. Well, at this moment in time, I'm sure a lot of people are having a lot of beers, maybe even drinking a lot more than they normally would because of the situation that we're in. Obviously, it's tough, but a little bit of excitement coming back as obviously the boys of summer about ready to start playing baseball. But with that being said, Toronto Blue Jays denied approval to play in Canada, and it brings me nothing but great pleasure to bring our next guest on, and our first guest, always the first guest of the program, none other than John Poulter, who does come to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Obviously, you know, we're all getting through this. This is a tough time, but the heat is here in Arizona, and you know what? It's not going away anytime soon, just like this virus that is out there. But the news that broke here over the weekend with the Blue Jays being denied approval to play in Canada, now looking for a suitor somewhere in the USA to maybe pick them up. How surprised, how shocked are you? I mean, I get it. Canada doesn't want the USA coming to Canada right now, and they've pretty much locked us out completely, and that goes for sports too.
Frankly, I'm not surprised at all. I would have been absolutely shocked if they had allowed it. There's just too many negatives here. You know, obviously because the Blue Jays are the only non-American major league team, it stands to reason that every time they have a home game, someone's coming in from the U.S. Every time they have a road game, they're going to the U.S. So the border is closed, and quite rightly so. I don't understand why anybody would think that these athletes should be treated any differently than myself, the guy that lives across the street, the guy that lives across the other side of the city, the guy that lives in Vancouver. It's a health issue. It's been identified as a health issue. It's a tough decision, but I think it's the right one. And when you consider the fact that looking at the Jays' schedule, from just because they're in the Eastern Division, they would be making 3 trips to Florida and 3 trips to New York State this summer for their road trips. And, you know, those are two of the key areas in terms of numbers of virus victims and people that are suffering from this thing. So why would anybody want to encourage and enhance that type of continual border crossing? And the second thing is that all of the road trips and the homestands this year are going to be considerably shorter than they have been in the past. Because there's no West Coast trips and no East Coast trips for the West Coast teams, there's not going to be any 10, 12, 14-day road trips that we often see in Major League sports, and specifically Major League Baseball. So I think it's a wise decision. Anybody that lives in Toronto or lives in Canada that was surprised by this, I'd be puzzled as to why they would think that. I just didn't think it was going to happen, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, I would tend to agree with you right there. John, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
My question simply is this. You know, when we get to the off season with Major League Baseball, there's going to be a ton of free agents, and now there's a whole uncertainty with the market for 2021. What's some of the uncertainty, and what do you think is going to happen with the off season?
Well, there's certainly going to be a lot of uncertainty because these guys were all banking on having a career year in 2020 so that when they hit free agency at the end of the 2020 season, they'd have a lot of big numbers in their back pocket to say, hey, look what I've done. One of the advantages for baseball is that they will get a chance to see how the NHL and the NBA deals with similar situations before they have to make a decision. But I think what you'll find is you'll see an awful lot of these guys taking a one-year gamble on themselves at the end of the 2020 season, re-upping with their existing team on a very short-term contract and saying, I can do this again over 162 games, and here we go, because I can't see anybody handing out 7, 8, 9, 10-year contracts to guys based on what they've seen over a 60-game schedule. I mean, that's like giving a guy a contract because he's had a two hot months in the previous baseball season, and how often do we see that? Very, very rarely, if at all.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let me ask you where you think a good suitor for the Blue Jays might be, a home for them to play this baseball season.
Well, the original thought had always been Dunedin, Florida, which is where the Blue Jays have held spring training since they came into existence in 1977. The stadium was recently upgraded. They spent millions of dollars on, I think it's now called TD Ballpark. Originally it was Grant Field, then it was Dunedin Stadium. But the Dunedin people, along with the Blue Jays, have spent a ton of money upgrading that. Apart from the seating capacity, my understanding is that it's now almost like a major league facility. Good lights, good concessions, the whole bit. But of course, Florida being a hot spot that it is for the coronavirus, that has scared a lot of people off. So the second location that has always been in the back of my mind as probably the most likely is the stadium in Buffalo. And I think there's a new sponsor there now, but it used to be called Pilot Field. It's where the Buffalo Bisons of the International League play, which by coincidence is the Blue Jays AAA franchise. So there's quite a bit of a tie there. I can see that being the logistic home for them. It's a bigger stadium. The big downfall there is that the lighting system is not up to major league standards. So something is going to have to be done in very, very short order for that to happen. And I keep thinking back to a number of years ago, they had a night college football game at Notre Dame Stadium for the Fighting Irish, and I believe that they brought in some portable lights and towers and surrounded the stadium with top-of-the-line lights. So maybe that's the way they would go with the baseball. I don't really know. This just hit late yesterday afternoon, so I'm sure that Blue Jays executives are doing a huge research job right now in terms of how they can make this field ready. I don't see any other place for them to play, quite frankly, unless they want to share with a major league team. And then, of course, you've got scheduling problems. So to me, Buffalo would be the place to end up. Plus, it's just across the border from Canada, so it's not that far. We could get the Buffalo TV stations. It's easy to see the games. It's easy to pick up the radio broadcasts. I can see that kind of happening. That, to me, would be the ideal spot.
I don't disagree with that. Hey, just another quick one before we take a pause for the cause. Out of the off-season moves that were out there, is there a blockbuster or some deal that maybe we're forgetting about that could obviously be huge or pay big dividends for a team in particular?
Well, I guess we've all kind of forgotten about these deals now because they happened so long ago. But the two that kind of stick in my mind were the ones that probably most of us expected, and that was Gerrit Cole signing a huge contract with the Yankees. And, you know, what do the Yankees need other than another guy making a big salary and a big name? But, you know, now with the Yankees having their pitching problems, that may end up being a goldmine signing. And the second one is that we were all pretty sure that the Red Sox were going to trade Mookie Betts. It was just a question of where they were going to trade him. They traded him to the Dodgers, a team that, hey, you can always use more talent, especially when that talent is like Mookie Betts. But at the end of the day, he might just be the guy that pushes the Dodgers to that next level. I think he'd be the guy to watch.
I agree. So that was kind of where my head was at. And what about Rendon? I mean, remember him? How big of a role he played with Washington? So, look, I think we forget a little bit about some of the deals that were made because it's taken so long for baseball to come back. Are you excited for baseball to be back, John? Or are you still kind of like, I'm going to proceed with caution on this one?
I'm going to proceed with real caution for all the reasons we've talked about a number of times. I hadn't forgotten about Rendon, but I noticed that he's potentially not going to be active for the opening day. Apparently he's got some kind of an injury, so I don't know whether that's a good sign or a bad sign. You have to wonder when a guy's been off for 4 months, why is he still hurt? It's a lot of money to spend on a guy, but clearly he's an impact player. If he's able to play, he's going to help the Angels a whole bunch.
I agree. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue wrapping with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And on the other side, we got to flip it and talk about hockey because that, too, is right around the corner. So keep it close, everybody. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sox right fielder Mookie Betts.
The pitch. Swing. There's the drive to left field deep. This ball is way back. And for the third time this year, Mookie Betts has led off a game with a home run. Can you believe it?
Barnes ready to go. Now the delivery. And Mookie swings and he hits one well to right field deep. This one is back. This one is gone. Home run. Mookie Betts, his second home run of the night. And the Red Sox lead it 4-3.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Drop it there onto Werenski. Off the goalpost. Rebound scores. Jackets win in overtime.
Malkin stripped of the puck by Zaka. Pavel Zaka plays it across. They score. Brian Boyle shorthanded.
Kuba. That bounces away. And Van Riemsdyk picks it up. Pass to Konecny. Back to Van Riemsdyk. He scores. A beauty. On the rush after the turnover. And JVR gives the Flyers a 3-1 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That's big.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as usual, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. On the phone with us, our guest, as usual, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. I'd be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check out the social media stuff, Facebook, we're Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And you know what? We've got real hockey coming back here pretty soon. July 30th, if I'm not mistaken, is when things get started there. So, to me, John, I'll be honest with you, hockey's been the least in the news, the quietest about the restart. I have a good feeling about NHL hockey resuming and them able to play this thing out. And the testing has seemed pretty low. And with that being said, the testing in Major League Baseball has been extremely low. So good on that front. But NHL hockey is right around the corner, literally, John. And I have a couple of different questions, and let's start with this one. The time off for all these teams, I've got to think that it's going to help out with guys getting healthy and being able to get out there and really go after it for a really, really solid playoff push.
In a lot of respects, I think that is going to be the case. Hockey is a long season. It's a grueling season. It's a grueling game. The playoffs themselves are a huge grind. So the fact that some of these guys have had a couple of months off to recharge their batteries, get over their injuries, we should, for the most part, have 24 healthy teams with full rosters going into the playoff season. So I think that's a huge positive. The negative is that hockey, as much as perhaps more so than other sports, is very much a timing game. And I suspect, much like we will see in baseball, where I believe the pitchers will be substantially ahead of the hitters for the first 3-4 weeks, I think in hockey we're going to see each team taking 2 or 3 games to get in their stride in terms of their timing. The good news is everybody will be in the same boat. It's not like somebody's been idle for a week while they've finished off a playoff season early and the other team has gone 7 grinding games. There's going to be no difference here. And unless teams have failed to train properly and unless the athletes have failed to keep themselves in physical condition during this shutdown, I think we're going to have some pretty good games. Going to be very interesting from the standpoint that hockey is the one sport of the major sports that is resuming its season in what should be the off season. The NBA is to some extent, but We've seen the NBA play in the summertime before. We've seen the Olympic Games. Hockey's a whole different ballgame.
Mike?
Yeah, I would agree certainly with that. But John, my question is this: hey, which teams have the biggest roster issues? I mean, everybody's going to kind of be, you know, trying to get out of the chute quick and a shortened season and all that. But which teams have the biggest roster questions to you going into this?
Well, I would have to think the teams with the roster questions would be the teams that are the last four teams 9 through 12 in each of the two conferences. And I'm saying that because over the 60 or 65 or 70 games, I guess close to 70 games, that all of these teams played before, those last four teams, 9 through 12 in each conference, would be the teams that were the weakest teams. And generally when a team is weak, it's because they either don't have the talent or they don't have the depth. So I would have to say that the teams that are seeded 9 through 12 would be the ones with the biggest roster problems, but perhaps the teams with the biggest headaches actually are going to be at the other end of the scale, the top four on each side, because they're not participating in this first round. What they're doing in while the first round is going on, or the play-in round as it's being referred to, they're playing each other to reseed themselves 1 through 4. And how would you feel if, let's pick the Boston Bruins as an example. I think Boston was about 10 points clear at the top of the Eastern Conference when the season concluded. That would tell you that with 10 or 12 games to play, there's a pretty good chance Boston was going to finish in first place and finish in first place comfortably. They could go out now and play two bad games out of three, or even worse, three bad games out of three, and all of a sudden find themselves the fourth seed. That, to me, puts a lot of pressure on that team, not from a physical standpoint, but certainly from an emotional standpoint, that they were probably sitting there thinking they were going to be the number one seed, and then all of a sudden, potentially, they could be the number four seed in their own conference. I think that's huge.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL hockey scene situation as the restart starts July 30th. Let's just remind people some of the major players, right? Boston Bruins, the Tampa Bay Lightning, those were the top teams in the Atlantic. And like you said, Boston had 100 points total. Tampa Bay not too far behind them with 92. Washington Capitals, they had 90 points. Flyers had 89 points, and they've been kind of under the radar. We haven't talked about the Flyers for a few years, to be honest with you. St. Louis Blues at 94 points. The Avalanche had 92 points. So those two teams were neck and neck. And then let's talk about the Vegas Knights, man. Those guys back on top of the Pacific with 86 points. And it was actually a really, really tight division because you think about the separation from the Coyotes to the Knights, and it was only about 12 points, to be honest with you. And it's like five spots in the standings, but extremely tight. It was that way all season long. But out of those players, the major players, who do you think has the best chance, John?
Well, all things being equal, I would have to say that Boston and St. Louis would be the ones that come to mind. They were the best two teams in each conference over the course of the 70-game regular season. We've talked about the fact that they had deep rosters. We've talked about the fact that they have healthy rosters. They have a little bit easier time in while the play-in round is going on, because they're both participating in the I'm going to call it the round robin for the top four seeds. They have three sort of warm-up games, whereas the other teams have do-or-die games where they're in a best-of-five playoff series. They can't afford to lose a couple of games early. Boston and St. Louis, to me, would probably be the teams that are in the driver's seat. They will have probably played less games than whoever they're playing in the next round, so all of those things kind of add up, and you're talking about teams that are stronger and deeper to start with. So I would have to think they would have quite an advantage. But, you know, then you look at a team like Vegas and Colorado and, as you mentioned, Philly, teams that started to play very well the latter part of the regular season. Those guys had a lot of momentum. The big question there is, did they lose that momentum by sitting out for these last 10 or 12 weeks? It's going to be very interesting to see how it shakes out. But if you were asking me to put money on it, and I'm not a betting guy, but if you asked me to put money on it, I'd say look at Boston and St. Louis.
You know, it's interesting because we think about all these restarts and we're saying to ourselves, well, they've had a lot of time off, they've gotten healthy, but it's extremely difficult to start and stop. And like in the NBA and NHL's cases, we're talking about 4 or 5 months, off time, but they've had a chance to get healthy. How important, how big, like how much of a success would it be for a team to be able to get this Stanley Cup championship in your mind? I think personally, this might be one of the most difficult championships in any of the major sports to grab because of the start and the stop and being off for so long. What say you, John Poulter?
Well, we've always said that the Stanley Cup was probably the hardest trophy to win in sports. I'd have to say that for the reasons that you just pointed out, it might be even harder this year. So we got to look for how these teams come out of the chute. Has the layoff hurt them? The only comparison I can make is the English Premier League. That's been going now for about 4 weeks. They had 7 games still to play when they resumed their season. Other than the fact that there's no fans in the stands, quite frankly, I haven't seen any fall-off in the quality of play. And they've had the same situation where guys that were expected not to be playing for the rest of the season because of injury are now back. So it's actually been a pretty good success. If the NHL and Major League Baseball can model themselves and mirror the same success that the Premier League has and the Bundesliga in West Germany or in Germany, I'd have to say that they would be in for some pretty exciting sports.
I think we'd all be pleasantly surprised at that if that's the outcome. John, as always, a true pleasure talking sports with you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yep, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey. As we know, everything's coming back, people, and I think there's a lot of cause for optimism, but I do think there's a lot of cause for proceeding with caution. So who knows? We'll see how it all shakes out. We got to take a little break. We'll come back, and Mike and I will continue rapping about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got Kerryon to his right. Matthew leans in. Here's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
First down, play fake. Boot to the right. Witten's open. At the five, at the three. Touchdown for the goal.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Smoking hot.
That's right, baby. We are smoking hot right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world as we know it right now. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook and get involved on that page because Mike usually has it rocking and rolling with great posts. So it's Dorf on Sports there. And then Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And, you know, Mike, we've been obviously talking about NHL and Major League Baseball so far, but we're neglecting NFL and NBA basketball a little bit in the sense of obviously there's been a couple of guys getting paid as of lately here in the NFL, which is Patrick Mahomes, you got Myles Garrett, you've got Jones, you got some guys getting paid, which is great. I'm all about it. I love that. I love seeing people make their net worth that much more. It's a wonderful, positive thing. We've also had some negativity, though, with the NFL, and that would obviously be about the Washington Redskins renaming, and I think it's something that has been a long time coming. This is something that you and I have seen since we were young kids, and there were always questions about it. There were questions about the Redskins. There were questions about the Braves. There were questions about the Seminoles. There were questions about the Cleveland Indians. And, you know, sooner or later, cooler heads need to prevail, and you kind of have to understand that you could be racist or insensitive, offensive toward a certain type of people. And you know what? Good for the Washington Redskins. But then that wasn't bad enough, Mike. Then they have the allegations about bad things happening within the organization. Where are you on the Washington Redskins right now, my friend?
Well, it's a twofold situation for me with the Redskins. I mean, I'm with you, and I'm with a lot of other people. You know, since we were growing up, there was always questions about the name Redskins, and I just always thought, you know, even as a teenager, you know, watching NFL Sunday games, that you know they're the only team that their name is derived from the color of Native American skin. And you know, if you flip that around and did that for African Americans or Caucasians or Asians or something, you know, it just wouldn't work. And I'm completely agree with the name change. It's about time. Now, when you flip the script to, you know, what's going on inside the organization in terms of the workplace harassment with those 15 female employees. And, you know, those were the 15 that filed something. I'm sure there was probably more than 15 that suffered some kind of harassment at the hands of, you know, whoever was in power at the time. But that's a huge problem. That can't happen at all. I mean, if you and I were in the workplace and you and I were, not that you and I would do this ever, but we were harassing other people in the workplace, I would expect that your butt and my butt would be out the door in no time flat. So this kind of, I look at this as, you know, Dan Snyder has to clean up a little bit. And this says a lot about him because I am sure he knew what was going on. I'm just positive. You can't be the CEO of a billion-dollar franchise and not have any clue in terms of what was going on in terms of harassment with your employees. You just, to me, you just can't. And so Snyder has to fix this. He needs to, you know, do something that is going to bring the good name of the Redskins around. Because, you know, look, you and I growing up, you know, we knew the Redskins hit like the Hogs and John Riggins and Joe Theismann. And, you know, there's a lot of positivity and a good history with the Redskins. But with the name change and then the sexual harassment allegations, it's put a real shadow over a once proud franchise. So something has to change.
Yeah, and to your point about whether or not Snyder knew about it, somebody has to take the hit, and it's under his watch right now. So if he didn't know about it, it's pretty crazy. If he did know about it, it's even crazier, right, when you think about it.
Right.
So ultimately, you need to accept the blame here, and then you take whatever punishment that they throw at you. You know, Mark Cuban spoke out about it a little bit and says, you know, to accept your mistakes. And I think that in general, I think in life, we're seeing a lot of mistakes being made right now, Mike, like from whether it's coming from the White House, whether it's coming from these sports wanting to come back in general. And I understand the mighty dollar is what takes place over everything. At the end of the day, it's how we live. It's how we afford to be able to live in homes and buy food and take care of our families. It all makes sense in that regard. But it doesn't make a lot of sense to me in the regard of it's more important to make money than to make sure that people are healthy and safe. There's something extremely wrong, fundamentally wrong to me about how we've decided that, you know what, money's more important than our health and our safety, and we have to go on. It's the American way. We just keep on pushing, and, you know, we're going to show how brave and tough we are, whereas in a lot of different places, they've handled this quite differently. And we can see the results. They're a lot more positive. And I don't mean in the sense of people getting the COVID-19. I mean positive in the sense of they are having good results. They are making this thing not necessarily go away, but they are making this thing manageable. And they are making this thing to where they can go out and they can get back to somewhat of a normal life to a certain degree. Whereas here in the United States, we're still struggling to find that because of people's habits, of people's behaviors,
right,
of people's unwillingness to come together for the greater good, which is to help each other out, man. It's crazy. But there's something else I got to ask you. With all of the nonsense and the craziness that's happening in our world right now, how in the world do you sign a Patrick Mahomes for up to $503 million? How do you give Myles Garrett $125 million? How do you do these types of things when there's so much uncertainty, Mike?
Because you're billionaires upon billionaires. That's how. I mean, it's still, the NFL is still, it's America's game. I can, you know, all the baseball people are like, now baseball is now. Football rules the roost here. It makes so much money. So when, you know, you see a contract like Mahomes, and I'm not saying he's not worth it. Like, look, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, you know, his worth is what his worth is. And to the Chiefs, you know, he's brought them an MVP, he's brought them a Super Bowl. And, you know, if Kansas City can do a deal like this and still keep the majority of the team intact, you know, I mean, common sense would dictate look out for the Chiefs for the next 10 years or so. So, you know, being able to do a deal like this tells you how much money really there is in football, even though some of these owners want to complain that, you know, they're losing money and, you know, they're gonna, it almost sounds sometimes like they're gonna go broke, and they're not gonna go broke. Especially if you're handing out, you know, Mahomes type money, Myles Garrett type money. And let me ask you about that, Dorf. I mean, Myles Garrett, you know, we all know what he did in the waning seconds of the Pittsburgh game. Do you are you spending $125 million over 5 years on a guy like Myles Garrett?
Hell no, man. That just goes to show you the world in which we live in, man. I'm sorry, but the heinous act that Myles Garrett chose to do on Mason Rudolph's head, it's unexcusable. It is something that obviously, like I said, when it all went down, you know, they made it in a way where you kind of forgot about what happened. And to right. you and myself and many others, we're never going to forget that horrific act. And I watched that game, and I kept watching it over and over and over. And every single time I watched it, I thought it was worse, to be honest with you. So we live in this forgive and forget society for some. Myles Garrett is in that group. I'm sorry, but he's definitely in that group of people that we have forgiven and forgotten about what his horrific act was. And now this guy is getting paid $125 million. And I can't remember what it was. Is it 60 or 80 million guaranteed? Something along those lines. So yeah. So at the end yeah. of the day, man, this guy is getting paid not based on his merits, because if he's getting paid on his merits, you wouldn't do this. This guy's getting paid on his potential of what he could do in the future. And again, man, I've said it many times. You pay people for different reasons. You pay them for what they've done in the past and what you can kind of see right. them doing in the future, or else you say, you know what, we'll wipe out what they've done in the past, and that's what they're doing in this situation. And they're saying, okay, you know what, we see the upside in this guy, and we can look past that crazy, heinous act that he had on the football field, because what he does on the football field when he has his head straight, it's magnificent. But I don't know if it's up to me. Hell no, Mike, I'm not giving this guy $125 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, you know, we have a Steeler household here, and when we saw that happen, I mean, my son is diehard Pittsburgh Steeler fan probably till the day he dies, and he sees that. I've never seen my son spring up for anything as quick as when he saw the helmet throw at his quarterback. And you know, it just reminds me, Dorf, that as much as the NFL, you know, and the owners and GMs talk about, you know, we need our players to be a certain way, not to be the 5 o'clock news guy, you know, that kind of thing, be on the police blotters, that kind of thing. It's still talent over character to me. You know, it still comes down to if you got talent, and you know, Myles Garrett does have talent. Let's not kid ourselves. He's a good NFL player, but when you combine that with what he did to Rudolph, and then even there were things before Rudolph that he was doing in terms of getting in fights on the field and all that kind of stuff. It just reinforces owners look at talent more than they look at character.
I find it amazing that when we're going through a global pandemic and there's people that are unemployed, they're struggling to keep their homes, you have these millionaires and billionaires tossing out these insane contracts. And you know what?
Right.
This is not the way the whole world works, people. So these people are extremely fortunate. They're lucky, and God bless them. They've got an unbelievable ability to go play a sport. We've got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Man, call me the N-word. Call me a stupid N-word.
This is Dorf on Sports.
At
attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf. I believe we'll be here soon. Andy, there you are. Okay.
Of course I'm here. I was just trying to let that music play out, man. Y'all got to chill. Y'all got to relax, man. Dorfman's completely in control with what's going on. Sometimes I like to hear the vibe. I like to hear the music. So no need to cause for anybody to get too excited or worried about the Dorfman. I'm always here, man. Obviously, hour number one just about over. So we're getting you through that. Hour number two is on the horizon. That means we'll speak to our good friend Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And I'm sure he's got a lot to tell us about Major League Baseball coming back. And I'm sure he's excited, like we're all excited. But I do think we have to proceed with caution. Did you watch the game the other day, by the way, Mike? Did you see the fans in the stands, those pop-up fans that they have now? That's what I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them pop-up fans. What do you think of that? Is that okay?
Hey, look, I mean, if you're going for some entertainment value and you got to add something to the game, I guess it's fine. I mean, I personally don't care if there's pop-up fans or fans at all. It's just put some baseball on. Let's see some home runs leave the yard and get this thing going again, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's all about kind of finding that peace, that calm, and being able to – live and just keep going and,
right.
and understand that we're fighting something right now that we can't see, we can't touch it, but it knows that it's coming for us extremely hard, and we just got to be prepared, we got to be ready, we got to take caution, but we also have to be excited. So sports are coming back whether we want them to or not. You and I have been kind of on the fence on this. We've been taking a hard stance, but ultimately, they're coming back. And speaking of coming back, we've got to take a break so that we can come back. Hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In the city of Portland, protesters broke into a building, set it on fire, and then started a number of dumpster fires throughout the city. Demonstrations have been taking place since the death of George Floyd and continue to intensify. The fire was at the Portland Police Association building, and police also said protesters gathered in that area, vandalizing patrol vehicles and taunting officers who were reporting for work. President Donald Trump has decried the demonstrations, and Homeland Security Director Chad Wolf blasted the protesters as lawless anarchists. Mayor Ted Wheeler and other local authorities are asking that federal troops leave their city despite the protest.
The words and actions from President Trump and the Department of Homeland Security have shown that this is an attack on our democracy. Keep your troops in your own buildings or have them leave our city.
The protests show no sign of ending anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Felony charges have been dropped against 87 people who were arrested this week on the lawn of Kentucky's Attorney General while protesting the response to the death of Breonna Taylor. The charge, intimidating a participant in a legal process, was reasonable, Jefferson County Attorney Mike O'Connell said in a statement, but in the interest of justice and the promotion of free exchange of ideas, we will dismiss the charge for each protester. Other charges against the demonstrators, including disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing, remain under review. Customs and Border Protections fired four employees and suspended more than three dozen others without pay after a year-long investigation into their involvement in Facebook groups featuring violent, sexist, and racist posts against migrants and Latino members of Congress. A year ago, officials initially announced 70 current and former CBP employees were under that investigation for participating in a secret Facebook group which users joked about dead migrants and made sexist, derogatory comments about Latino lawmakers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Japanese H-2A rocket carrying United Arab Emirates Mars spacecraft has been placed on the launch pad for a scheduled liftoff for the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. The launch of the orbiter, named Amal, or Hope, from the Technetium Space Center on a small southern Japanese island, was initially scheduled for Wednesday, but was delayed till tomorrow due to bad weather in the region. Hope is expected to reach Mars in February 2021, the year the UAE celebrates 50 years since its formation. A successful Hope mission would be a major step for the oil-dependent economy, which is seeking a future in space. A coalition of states is following California's lead in setting goals to jumpstart a transition to electric-powered trucks, vans, and buses in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve air quality for communities choked by diesel fumes. The 15 states plus Washington, D.C. announced that they're agreeing to develop a plan of action aimed at having 100% of all new medium and heavy-duty vehicles to be sold as zero emission by 2050, with an interim target of 30% zero emission sales by 2030. States that have signed the agreement are California, Connecticut, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. The group had already committed to an action plan to foster electrification of all passenger vehicles. Thanks for spending your time with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and of course, good evening to some of you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, here we are. We're coming at you. Come at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion for me, Dorf on Sports. Check out the social media stuff on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. On Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And guys getting paid some fat contracts here in the offseason for the NFL. You got NBA basketball players complaining about food and the arrangements. You've got UFC proceeding like nothing's going on. You got Major League Baseball in the rearview mirror. You've got NHL hockey in the rearview mirror. Man, oh man, I don't know if I should be excited. I don't know if I should be scared. I don't know what to think at this moment in time. Mike Wilson, what say you, my friend?
I think we can all proceed with a bit of caution with everybody coming back and all those things. But look, I just got finished watching video Taco Fall of, those Boston Celtics playing volleyball. Like, it's the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. It's crazy.
So I bet he doesn't even have to jump to spike the ball over that net. I mean, it kind of takes the fun out of it when you're that tall and that big. I'm sorry, but to me, you know what? There's something to be said and something to be proud about being a small guy, because we got to reach and we got to aim for things a little different than a Taco Fall would. Anyways, I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll do that. On the other side, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, will join us. We'll talk to him about his thoughts about Major League Baseball coming back extremely soon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
between jobs, retiring, or just need health or life insurance, please visit myhealth-quotes.com or call 833-687-5261. Before you try to get a quote online, call us. We will provide you with the information most sites will not. We teach you exactly what life or health insurance plan you qualify for, how to use your plan, and maximize your benefits. We provide you with the information to make a knowledge-based decision to ensure selecting the right plan. myhealth-quotes.com to schedule an appointment.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Here's a 2-1.
And that's driven deep to left center field. Garner is going back. Looking out. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4. Win the ALCS 4-2.
2-1, and Gurriel lines it deep to left field. Going back is Soto, looking up. See you later! Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. Yuli Gurriel makes it 1-0 Astros.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Like always, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check out the social media stuff as well. On Facebook, Dorf on Sports. That page is extremely interactive. Check us out on Instagram as well. The real Dorf on Sports there. And now we're going to hook up with the real Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner. Good morning, Brett. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. What's happening?
Another day, right? We've got that one. We're that much closer to things happening on the field, the 23rd or the 24th of July. Are you excited? Are you nervous? What is Brett Boone feeling right now?
Well, I'm far from nervous, let's put it that way. I'm really curious. You got a little look into it last night. I was kind of floating around and seeing a couple games, some inter squads or some, you know, kind of some spring training. Met Yankees, the Pirates were playing, I forget who the Pirates were playing. Phillies were playing the Nationals. It was interesting. It was interesting, I thought, because I think there's just so many questions on what's it going to be like, no fans in the stands. You know, I'm kind of digging the noise they put in. I think it's so surreal for everybody. It's like, what's it going to be like? But I don't know. They put that kind of background noise in, and I thought it was kind of interesting. I think it's better than just crickets in a ballpark. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it with definitely some curiosity and interested in how this is all going to roll out after, you know, it's been pretty long awaited.
You know, Brett, I don't know if it's the joke or everybody's saying, you know, 60 games, meaning everybody's kind of in it from the beginning. But are there teams out there to you, Brett, that have some issues that may not be in it from the beginning that are going to struggle out the gate?
Well, I think with this program, I've changed my tune on it a little bit. Because I've talked about in the past how once you get to the postseason, yeah, 60 game schedule, other teams that are kind of in the middle of the pack, average teams that would never over the long haul be able to handle a full season and then get through such a rigorous postseason. Usually, you got to be an elite team to do that. I was thinking with the 60 game schedule, that's going to be no different. I'm just seeing too many wild cards, too many things that could go wrong for too many teams, and it's going to kind of be up to. I don't even necessarily know if it's something that's in the control of the players. You know, the players can do the best they can. I could see in the middle of the season an individual team, and it could be a pennant contending team, one of the better teams. You know, what if four or five guys in the Dodgers lineup go down simply because not for anything other than they tested positive on a test. You know, they could be feeling fine, no symptoms, asymptomatic, but the fact that they are, that decimates your lineup in one fell swoop, and it's not an injury. So I'm a little more apt to be thinking that as this goes on, it's a little more open season for who can stay healthy and who can stay on the team.
I don't disagree with that. That's the voice of Brett Boone joining us here on the program, and I'm going to kind of piggyback that a little bit. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm kind of like you. I've thought like, well, this is supposed to be a marathon, and instead we're getting a sprint with this season. The 60 games is nowhere near the 162 that we're used to or accustomed to seeing these guys go out there and battle, and then it becomes a matter of attrition and being able to get through the ups and the downs, the injuries that you're talking about. But I kind of have a different thought about it now in the sense of it's 60 games, it's a sprint, and it's going to bring in some teams that potentially would have been out of it, let's say, by the All-Star break, right? I mean, that's the way it is with baseball for a majority of the teams. By July, they're done and their season's over with. This is a sprint. So I kind of like it in the sense of it's going to bring everybody into play. And if you can get hot for 2 months, you could have the magical, unbelievable mystery season that you've always dreamed about. And you know what? How many times have we seen it before where the unexpected happens? I think that's the way I'm looking at sports in general with this restart for them. Let's expect the unexpected. So, you know, why not? Let's see the Rays playing the Marlins in the World Series. I know it's completely crazy. I know it's far-fetched, but you get my point, don't you, Brett?
Yeah, I think it's this COVID thing is the true wild card. I mean, and we don't know what's going to happen. We have no clue. You know, once this thing gets up and running with the testing system being pretty rigorous. So, I'll just throw out a hypothetical. I think if if you line up and it's 60 games and the COVID factor was not a factor, okay, well, then I think it's going to be like every other season. I think the cream will rise to the top.
Right.
All things being fair, if we go at it with our horses, the best teams are going to come out on top. But that's not necessarily true for this particular year. I think the 60 games, you know, wrestle around with it, do what you want. Oh, it's, you know, I'm a purist, I'm this, I'm that. You know, I don't like this. The 60 games is what it is. So the people that just want baseball, just want to watch their team, they're going to go into it with that mindset. I think the players, same mindset, is they know that this isn't a regular season. They know this is the opposite of what normal is. So they're going to make the best of what they've got to work with, and the goal is standing, being the last man standing. But I don't think anybody's going into this season with preconceived notions like this is going to be remembered historically as a normal season. No, this is going to be an asterisk, but I don't think it's necessarily a negative asterisk. This is what we could have, what we could get done, considering all the surrounding circumstances. So I think they're doing the best, like I said, I think it's an asterisk, but it's not necessarily, it's not a negative asterisk. This is what we got. This is our job. This is what we're bringing to the table, and we're doing the best we can. So I think you take it for what it is. If you're a sports fan, enjoy it. Root for your team. Have a great time. And just going to be interesting to see how it unfolds and how all this testing really, really shapes the pennant race.
That is the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, joining us here talking about Major League Baseball. And I honestly, man, I think that you kind of hit the nail on the head. The wild card this year is this COVID-19 and how it affects certain teams. And ultimately, I think that any championship, any title that, you know, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whoever, whatever it is, however you get this done this year, I almost would say this is more impressive than winning in a normal season, Brett. I really would.
Yeah, and I just think, too, we haven't even touched on the pitching staff, because we always talk about, what do I always talk about? I think,
right,
you know, the best pitching, the best starting pitching, always, usually the teams in the World Series have the best starting pitching. What do starting pitching staffs do? They tend to hang together. They talk. In between starts, they're always hanging out there together. I just think of that wild scenario where somebody contracts the COVID. They're hanging out, and you could knock out a starting rotation.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're going to have to dissect that a little bit on the other side. We're going to continue with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, here on the program. So keep it close, everybody. We're all excited, but we're all kind of proceeding with some caution, because we know that there's a new wild card, and that's the COVID-19 right now going on in professional sports. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and Brett Boone. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Swing and a miss. That's 10 strikeouts for Justin Verlander.
1-0. Breaks his bat. Loops one to center field. A base hit. Travel score. Upton's being waved around. Hermosillo ends up at third base and we're tied at 3.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
That's right, baby. It's always getting good here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another one. Hanging out with our guests right now, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. You can check him out on MLB Network from time to time. You can see this guy all over the country on radio stations. He's all over the map, and we're extremely happy to have him with us. And before the break, Brett, you were mentioning something about, you know, taking out pitching staffs and this and that with the COVID-19, and it got me to thinking about how difficult it is for human beings to change our behaviors. And if we don't change our behaviors, then obviously we're seeing the ramifications of this virus taking over the globe, basically. But I really thought about it when you were saying this, and it's interesting in the sense of, you know, these guys hang out in really close proximities, and in order to make this happen, right, we've got to social distance ourselves. So how much does that change the dynamic of how these guys interact with each other? You're a former Major League Baseball player. I guarantee you were, you know, you're so used to giving high fives, you're used to spitting, you're used to all these different things. How difficult do you see it being for guys to change their behaviors?
Well, you know what? I think at first, and right now, they're probably going through it a little bit. Definitely tough. I mean, how many times, you know, just during this last 3 or 4 months, you know, I'll see somebody, you know, at the grocery store, and it's a buddy of mine I haven't seen for a while. First thing you do is you reach out and shake hands. Well, right now, that's probably not the best thing to be doing. I think the same thing is with players. We're creatures of habit. We're human beings. We're used to doing what we do, you know. And when you see, you're going to see guys spit. You're going to see guys give a high five because it's going to get, they're going to get caught up in the emotion. And we're not robots. We can't just, we're not computers that just say, don't do this. No, you get caught up in the emotion of the game, big hit, big situation, big win, walk off, whatever it may be. It's not like you're going to go in and just in the face of it, you know, spit in the face of it or disrespect what's going on. But you're a human being and things are going to happen. So there's going to be definite things where we pointed out, oh, look, he did that. No, he didn't mean to. It's just human nature. So I just bring up the starting rotation because pitching is so important, especially in this 60 game. And that starting pitching is such at a premium. And I just know, because I know as a position player, I don't like hanging out with my pitchers. You know, the pitchers hang by themselves. They're a different creature. And usually on the real, the good ball clubs especially that I've been on that have the top-tier rotations, these guys hang out. They're buddies for the year. And it seems like those four or five guys are always doing whatever. They're ping, you know, during the game, they're talking about pitches. They're talking about sequences. They're talking about the opponent. And it's a good thing. You know, and they're constantly giving feedback to one another on their experience. Hey, how'd you put this guy in this situation? And vice versa. It's just natural that these guys would be together getting as much intel as they can. That being said, they're always in very close proximity. So I just think if one goes down, and it's not necessarily even, they may have no symptoms. They may not get sick at all. That doesn't matter when it comes to a positive negative test. If you're positive, you're out.
Right.
And that's the scary part of it all. As a player, I would take this as serious as I possibly could. I need to be there for my team. They expect me to be in that lineup every day. I'm just being honest. From a player's perspective, my perspective, the last thing I'd be thinking about was I'd be worried about getting sick or anything, but I'd be worried about testing positive because, man, I got to go into that locker room, and my players are going to say, hey, Brett, what are you doing? Are you going to dinner when you're not supposed to be going to dinner? Are you doing this? So I would take it dead serious as a player, and I would put myself in a bubble because I don't want to test positive. I'm accountable to my teammates. I need to be there for them and be in that lineup, especially in a 60-game schedule when every missed day, you know, it's kind of three or four-fold compared to a regular season.
I agree.
Yeah, I would agree as well with that statement, Brett. And, you know, my question here is, you know, you got these young players, these rookies from, you know, 2019, you know, on these teams now, and, you know, you got this shortened season. Are there rookies from last year that you think can kind of pop, as they say, in their second season? Or is this, you know, do we kind of, I don't want to say discount, but, you know, maybe look forward to these rookies from last year popping next year in their third year? What do you think?
I think it's the guys from last year. You know, I'm really interested to see. We've got such a young crop of just studs.
Yeah.
You know, I look in San Diego, I look at the Tatis kid, and I'm really interested how he's going to continue on. I think, you know, I've watched him play, and, man, the sky's the limit for this guy. You know, he's got almost Alex Rodriguez-type ability. The kid from the Washington Nationals, Soto, I'm really interested in how he's going to progress. Man, there's Atlanta, the two young kids with Atlanta. I mean, wow, what a talent. I think we're at a time in baseball. Maybe that's unprecedented with so much young talent. And it's, you know, I think it's because of the game and how it is now. I think teams tend to get these kids to the big leagues a little quicker than in past generations. So you're seeing a lot. You know, it seems like, man, you know, the Trouts of the world that come up when they're 19, the Griffies that come up when they're 19, those used to be just like miracles. Like, that doesn't
right.
happen. That's a once-in-a-generation thing, you know. Bryce Harper, that doesn't happen. Get to the big leagues at 19 and actually excel. But we're seeing it more and more, and you're seeing a lot of 21-year-old players that are making all-star teams. And I think it's great having the youth and having that level of talent. But I think it's the way the game is today. You know, and I think there's a reason for it. You know, I don't think there's the old school way of hazing players. And not necessarily hazing. I never saw anything that was inappropriate. But really making it almost like a scary thing coming to the big leagues and, like, you really got to prove yourself. I think now it's kind of the rookies come in and they've already got their own shoe. You know, and they're kind of already feeling themselves. So that so that fear factor of the big leagues isn't what it once was. I think there's some positives and negatives in that. But when I look at the positives, I see, wow, we get to see a lot of young talent come to the big leagues with a chance to play a long time. So I think it's a catch-22. I think there's some good things about it. I think there's some bad things about it. But I think that the positives outweigh the negatives.
No, absolutely, 100%. I agree with that. That's the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, joining us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Always joins us each and every week, so just keep checking us out because we love having these conversations with Brett. And you being a former player, I got to get your take on this. In a short season, how different is the rotation? Like an everyday player, you know, guys that play once every 5 days, base, you know, pitchers. How does it change the dynamic of how you play out the season?
Well, I think there's going to be a different mindset. You know, the typical, well, I'm a slow starter. You know, I've never done great in April. That you can throw that out the window because that first month is half your season. So you're going to have to get over that as a player real quick. I think. The person that's going to get affected the most are the extra players, the utility players that are used to getting in there once or twice a week to give the regulars a blow. Well, in 60 games, you know, if I'm a regular, I'm planning on playing 60 games this year because it's only 60. Yeah. So that extra player, that utility player, I don't think he's going to see it as much time as he normally would. Well, throwing out the caveat is, injuries could come up, but if it's an injury free, I think the horses are going to be going to the starting line every day, and that backup player is not going to be as big of a part of the team as in a normal 162 games. As far as pitching staffs, I think it's all individualized. You know, you're going to have guys out there that because it's short, because there's going to be a lot less wear and tear on their arm this year, they're going to be more apt to make a start on 3 days rest, where in the past you got to play it out for a 6 month season. This is a 2 month season. This is a go for it right now. We need a win, and I think on an individual to individual basis, I think you're going to see some guys stepping up and putting a lot more miles than their normal once every fifth day start.
I agree with that, Brett. Well said. Love talking to you. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend. Have a great rest of your day.
All right, guys. Thanks,
Brett Boone.
We'll see you.
Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, breaking it down, and I love his honesty. I think the guy's fantastic, and that's why we have him each and every week. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf will be right back to continue talking about the sports world. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Between jobs, retiring, or just need health or life insurance, please visit myhealth-quotes.com or call 833-687-5261. Before you try to get a quote online, call us. We will provide you with the information most sites will not. We teach you exactly what life or health insurance plan you qualify for, how to use your plan, and maximize your benefits. We provide you with the information to make a knowledge-based decision to ensure selecting the right plan. myhealth-quotes.com to schedule an appointment.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. but it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
I'm just going to let that keep playing, man. That's like sweet music to my ears right there, Scott. Beautiful stuff. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. Get at us. Let's wrap. We've got about another 20 minutes or so to do it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Maybe the greatest Twitter handle name of all time. And then there's me, just plain and simply, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And man, oh man, that was a good conversation we just had with Brett Boone. I'm telling you what, I love talking to Brett each and every week here on the program, and very insightful. The guy played the game at the highest level, and we know how he impacted the game himself. So, look, we try to get you some of the best in the business, to be honest with you. That's our job here. For you people that listen to us each and every week, and we appreciate you guys so much. Can't tell you that enough. Seriously, it means the world to us, because if we didn't have you, there'd be no reason for Mike and I to sit here each and every week and rap about the sports world. So appreciate you, the listener, 100%. We love you people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. All right, Mike, let's get back into things. To bubble or not to bubble? Does the bubble burst? Does NHL hockey have the best chance? Does NBA basketball have the best chance? Does football have the best chance because they're a couple months out and they can kind of keep doing their research and their homework on things? Major League Baseball, with these guys traveling from city to city and things along those lines. What and college football, we haven't even discussed that disaster, but we do know that some things are happening around the country in college athletics where they won't be playing fall sports. So with that being said, man, where are you on what makes it through the best?
Well, first of all, you know, I could just see you sitting in your chair grooving to the Bee Gees when we came back from break. I can just see that in my head right now. But, you know, when you talk about all these sports, I go back to what you've been saying for a few weeks, Andy. And as we got to be ready for start, a stop, and that's it. Like, you know, a start, a stop, you know, and not coming back kind of thing. And certainly with college football, I've thought this from the beginning, no matter, and I know you have, no matter what Mitch in Santa Monica thinks, but that there's not going to be a college football season because you're dealing with kids, you know, kind of grown kids. But you got the parents, you got the students at the school. If the students aren't back, why are you putting the football players, soccer players, volleyball players out there to compete? Doesn't make any sense to me. Never has, probably never will. NFL, you know, look, I've been hearing some stuff that there's more and more people in the NFL circles that think that the NFL season is in some jeopardy as well. So I can't answer, you know, the sport that's going to see through it all and make it through a 60-game season, 50-game, you know, playoffs, all that kind of stuff. It really is, you know, just kind of throwing darts at a board for me in terms of trying to figure out, is the NHL, NBA, NFL, college football, you know, what have you, going to make it? I mean, Andy, what do you think? I mean, what do you think deep down in your gut?
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think that if you play inside of a bubble and then you somehow have an outbreak inside of that bubble, you're absolutely up shaluchas. You know what I'm saying? You're in trouble, man,
yeah.
Okay? And
right,
then
right.
As far as the baseball players, where they're going to be going from city to city and interacting with different people, I think that that's a cause for disaster as well. The NHL, and with that being said, you know, Major League Baseball has done their testing, and it's been extremely low as far as the positivity rate. So either guys are doing a really, really good job of staying away from people, or right now they're just getting lucky, okay? Like, seriously, that's
right.
Kind of how I think about it. I think the bubble situation for NHL hockey and NBA basketball, those are potentially really good situations, but it's going to take people's behaviors, right? Like, so you can't go outside of the bubble. You can't decide one day, hey, I'm going to go drive into town and get some food and this and that and the other. You can't do that. Like, it can't happen. So again, I think this comes down to people's behaviors. How do we respect or not respect this virus? Look, I'm going to ask you a serious question. Do you respect Mother Nature, Mike Wilson?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know what with Mother Nature at all in my book.
Right, right. So why are we doing that with this virus then? Do you get my point? Like, this virus doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care who I am. It doesn't care what we want to do. It doesn't care that you and I want to go watch and cover sports. It doesn't care, okay? So it picks on vulnerable. It picks on people that are weak. It picks on people that are a little bit elderly. And now we're finding new things out that it picks on younger kids too. I mean, look, we don't know enough, bro. I'm sorry, but we don't know enough. So I think that, you know, you have to expect the unexpected when we're watching all these sports this year, man. I really do.
No, I ditto. You know, there's nothing else that I can say to really add to that, because we have to have a level of self-sacrifice in this country. I mean, we're averaging over 70,000 new cases a day, okay? Arizona is, I don't know if they are anymore, but they were number one in the world in terms of new cases per capita. You know, that's not something I'd sit around and brag about. We have to have better leadership from the federal government, from the state government. We got to have better testing. We got to put money into this. And we're not putting the money behind the testing, behind all that kind of stuff that needs to be backed up so we can kind of get this under control. But, you know, I believe I said this last week, the level of self-sacrifice in our country right now is extremely poor, and it's showing every day to me when people sit around and they complain about wearing a mask.
Hey,
go ahead.
I agree, and let me ask you this. I mean, thinking about where we are right now with this virus and what we're asking schools to do here very soon, and for the most part,
yeah.
I think the schools are really wanting to proceed with caution. But I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to think about it as I'm saying it to you, and then give me your response, obviously, after you've thought about it as I'm saying it. We are closing movie theaters. We're closing all these other places where you might go be for a couple of hours, right? But yet we want to open schools up where you're going to be for like 8 hours a day, and you're going to be interacting with different people all throughout the day. I'm sorry, but what the you-know-what are we thinking? And what the hell is this administration thinking by pushing this stuff? I guess what I'm trying to say is, Mike, there's only one side to be on. You know, like when we're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, there's only one side to be on with that. You got to be on board, okay? There's only one side that you can be on with this, and that's to protect the darn future, man. I mean, I just don't get it for the life of me, bro. It makes absolutely zero sense to me. Why in the hell are we going to put kids in harm's way?
That's a great question. I mean, look, you have, you know, you and your girlfriend have kids that go to school. I got two kids that go to school. I got one in college. I got one, you know, in high school. You know, the one in high school has no interest of going into school if this thing isn't under control. I mean, he misses his friends and all that. But the thing that really bothers me is, you know, we talk about the kids, and yeah, I mean, when you're a teacher or in teaching education, it is all about the kids. But this also has to be all about the teachers, the cafeteria people, the security people at the school, the administration at the school. How are you going to keep those guys safe? What kind of money are we going to get to help those people out, to make sure things are clean, to make sure people are social distancing, to make sure everybody has a mask? You know, if teachers get sick with this, do they have to use their own sick time? Or is that something that's just going to be, you know, the districts are going to have to work this out to just give them the day or the 2 weeks that they have to, you know, self-quarantine to take care of it? I mean, there are so many open-ended questions in terms of opening the school, and the people that are making these decisions a lot of times are not the ones in the school. You couldn't put these people in a classroom to take care of and teach 25, 30 kindergartners, 25, 35 high school kids. You just couldn't do it because they wouldn't know how to do it, and they're making decisions for people that have to go do it. And it just, to me, it makes absolutely no sense. We're going at this ass backwards.
Look, brother, at the end of the day, man, and by the way, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're here each and every Sunday live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We love your thoughts. We love your opinions. That's really what Dorf on Sports is all about. We're for the people, by the people, and because of the people. Look, let me just say this, man. There's absolutely no way in hell we can do this safely, okay? So
yeah.
You just said a few different things. So if that's on your mind with all the different things that are out there for us to take in and digest right now, I'm sorry, but there is no way we can do this safely. So you know, I heard a number the other day. I don't know if you've heard this number, but it's something like we're potentially going to lose 15,000 students this year because of COVID-19. And dude, I'm just not okay with that. Like, I'm not okay with the 140,000 plus people that have already passed away with it, but I'm sure as hell not okay with losing 15,000 kids. I'm sorry, man. And then think about, you mentioned stuff about the teachers. Well, think about those kids. They go back home to their grandmother, you know, some that live with their grandparents or they see them. Look, there's too many variables. There's too many questions and not enough answers right now, bro. We're in trouble, and we're in trouble for a while. And if you think this is going away, if you think this is a hoax, if you think this is all nonsense, well, I'm sorry, but you're not paying attention, and you need to wake the you-know-what up at this point in time.
And I would add one more thing to that. Okay, high school sports. There are a couple of states that already canceled high school sports for the fall. Okay, so if you want your Friday night lights, you know, how's that going to work? How's practice for that going to work? How's, you know, fans, all that kind of stuff. So there are, like you said, so many variables that have to be worked out, and I don't think they're going to be worked out in time.
Man, oh man, we got ourselves a heck of a mess right now that we're living in. and I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm sorry, I really don't. And we're bringing these things back, and we're rolling the dice, and we're putting people at risk. And you know what? We've got to be okay with it. Dorf on Sports is not. I'm sorry, I'm not okay with it. We got to take a break, I know we do, and we'll come back, we'll wrap things up like we always do with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Got to thank our guests that joined us, John Poulter in hour number one, Brett Boone in hour number two. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever you may be in the world. And by the way, I forgot to mention this earlier. We did have our salute to Kelly Preston, who passed away last week, wife of John Travolta. In case you missed it in that last segment when I was letting the music play out for you. Look, we try to be very aware of just about anything and everything that's going on in the world right now. So, Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Yeah, my parting shot goes out to the Justin Thomas. His father, and Justin Thomas is a young player on the PGA Tour. He's a successful player. He hits the ball a country mile. But his caddy wasn't feeling well. He had to kind of leave the round. Who's there to pick up the pieces? Justin's dad. Dad steps up and steps in to be his caddy for the last half of the third round yesterday. So a big shout out to Justin Thomas's father.
Hey, that's taking one for the team, right? Look, I'm gonna give my parting shout out to something that my girlfriend and I were just talking about during the break, and that is, look, this social distancing thing is something that is extremely difficult for all of us to be going through at this moment in time. And when you think about what we're about to embark upon with putting kids back into schools. And she said to me, you know, look, schools are not meant for social distancing. So that's such a great point. We're not meant for social distancing. We need that human interaction that we are not getting right now. So let's all mask up. Let's do our part so that we can get back to normal sooner than later. That's what the Dorfman has to say in his parting shot to you people today. So for Mike, for Scott, everybody involved here on the program, we'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.